You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, every year, I always do this for y'all, my Super Bowl picks. I know I gotta wait, Super Bowl. Yeah, I give you, no, I do not suck at it. I'm pretty good at, you know, figuring out who's gonna win the Super Bowl. I just sometimes give you all the wrong answer because I realize I'm wrong, you know, the day of the Super Bowl, usually when final score displays. But I think I really got this one. I really do. Okay, I think I got this one. Now, for those of you that haven't been listening to my show year after year, painstakingly so, what I like to do is I like to go to the NFL injury report. Okay, I know people think I'm girly, and I like to look at the suits, and I like to look at the outfits. You know, whether one is wearing blue, if somebody's wearing yellow. Yellow is more biliary, urinary, so I usually don't go for anybody wearing yellow. But we got the Ravens and we got the 49ers, so I don't think anybody's going to be wearing yellow. So I couldn't go with colors anyway. So what I do, you know, being a medical doctor that I am, I like to go to their NFL injury report. Now, here's the problem we have. The NFL injury report has not been updated since last week's playoffs. So I'm looking at the Baltimore Ravens, and I really don't see anything new. You have a thigh injury, Asa Jackson. You got a chest injury, Bernard Pollard, and I think that's an older one. Some more thighs, shoulders, abdomen, and, you know, we've discussed one of the most crucial injuries to any football team is a groin injury. Right? Because any of us that have ever been kicked in the groin, or any of us who have ever given birth to some big-headed, very big-headed kids, occipitally anteriorly more enlarged on the occiput base, and needed multiple episiotomies, you know, could tell you, yeah, groin injuries are pretty devastating. Couldn't catch the ball, let alone pass it correctly. But no groin injuries for the Ravens. So you think, okay, looking good. But let's take a look at the San Francisco 49ers. No groin issues there. Couple knees, Alex Boone, Frank Gore, a couple knee injuries, a lot of shoulder injuries, Justin Smith, elbow. So you cannot pick your Super Bowl pick based on the NFL injury report. Now this is crushing for those of you who are ready to go to the sports book and put your bet based on what Dr. Dahlia tells you. So I tell you what I've done. I've now moved it to the coaches. Now, you usually don't get an NFL injury report on the coaches, but I think many of us know where I'm going with this. 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh, remember, had an irregular heartbeat back in the fall. Remember around November he was diagnosed with an irregular heartbeat? I'm assuming it was atrial fibrillation. I don't know if we have too much information on that. Now, remember, what makes this game so exciting is you got the 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh up against the Ravens coach, his brother, John. Now, from what I understand, John doesn't seem to have any medical issues. All right? I tried to look up his testicle history, prostate history, bowel history. Did he have a bleeding hemorrhoid once? I could find nothing. Yet Jim Harbaugh, his brother, had an irregular heartbeat in November. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, this is absolutely ridiculous. And you're right. You're right. Okay? But for those of you that are bearing with me here on this one, okay? For those of you, you'd say, well, wait a second. Well, didn't he just improve? He had a minor procedure. My guess is some sort of an ablation. Okay, he had a minor procedure in my butt. Minor procedure. An ablation is a pretty big deal. But anyway, okay? You know, he's fine. That was in November. But wait a second, okay? Did you see him during the Falcon 49er game last week? He was going ape poop. He was screaming and yelling. I understand. There was that call. I get that. But, I mean, I thought the guy was having a heart attack, and I completely forgot about the cardiac history he had 3 months ago. So if you look at all the data, and I just threw a lot of data at you. We really datalized over the last few minutes. I would say he would probably pose the biggest what word do I want to look for? Liability for the 49ers. Even though the heart issue was probably all fixed, I gotta go with my gut. And I'm gonna have to say the 49ers aren't gonna win, and it's gonna be the Ravens. Now, mind you, okay, remember, we still got some time, okay, mind you. If any of you do come up with anything that has to do with his brother's groin, that could completely change this whole outcome of my pick. Got that? All right, so phone lines are open. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Super Bowl is big money, people. Super Bowl is big money. I'm serious about this. All right? And I know how important my pick is for your guys' pick. There's a lot of money on the line for this game. A lot of money on the line. So if any of you hear anything about his brother Johnny, I don't care anything, but I would say below the waist to me is the most important. All right. I don't think he's had a head concussion. Maybe a head concussion would, you know, a little bit more bearing. But if your head coach is compromised, you're screwed. So if you hear anything that John has, but as far as I'm concerned, I think John is squeaky clean. I think, Sigmund Colon is good. Urethra fine. Not really worried about elbows and knees because he could sit and coach. But as far as I'm concerned, Jim would be the biggest liability. 49ers not going to win. Sorry about that. And I know, I'm from Las Vegas. It should be West Coast, East Coast. But I got to also hand it to you guys. Think about this one, too. Okay? The reason why I think the Ravens may win this one is this football season has been a season of surprise. What the Falcons and the Ravens were able to do this season just blew us away. This was the season of surprise. You know, and then, I mean, look at the Cowboys and the Cardinals. I mean, they should have done a heck of a lot better. And then the Patriots, look at what happened with the Patriots. I mean, Tom Brady could barely get a pass out because somebody kept blocking it. This was a very weird season. So for those of you who think Ravens are the underdog, I would probably say, all right, this is kind of the season of surprise. And, yeah, all right, that's my pick. Happy? I know. See, I don't suck at this. I don't. Now, okay, if the Ravens lose, you can't blame me, okay? I'm not telling you who to put money down. Just because you guys think I am a know-it-all when it comes to football and I am a goddess of the picks, you still cannot hold the Dr. Dahlia Show responsible, Genesis Communication Network, XM Satellite, KDWN, any of our other affiliates liable. Is that understood? Don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network I want a big thanks to Kyle. Kyle just sent me a picture, a very important picture for the show today, but I'm not going to discuss it. Wow, thank you, Kyle, for the email. Big thanks to Kyle who's working the dials. Big thanks. I cannot email, type, text, Facebook, tweet, and broadcast all at the same time. That's one of my faults. I know y'all think I'm super doc. I know y'all think I'm super woman. Sorry. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. All right, we are taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Boy, many of you had weighed in and wanted to discuss the women in combat roles in the military when Leon Panetta opened up combat roles for women this week. And, many of you had asked, you know, Dahlia, can you please, you know, discuss weaknesses in either sex? Can you please discuss how women differ from men physiologically? And I know where you guys were going with that, and I know many of you had issues and you were concerned about our national security, you were concerned about women getting raped, you were concerned about a variety of issues. And I really urge you all to please listen to some of my previous podcasts, because I don't want to redo a show basically when all of you deserve to hear new content. But we really kind of broke it down and went through all the physiological differences women have versus men. You know, men do have bigger bones and more muscle mass and larger lungs and larger hearts. I dispelled the myth about men having larger brains, brain to skull ratio. Sorry, guys. Ratio and proportionately, we're pretty equal. Plus, they say women's brains do have more packed neurons. Okay? Yeah, they do. But no real differences in mentation or anything like that. But one thing I had discussed in detail was the bigger risk to our national security. For those of you that think women on the battlefield could be a risk because they could be, you know, attacked, they could be raped, they could be, you know, and, you know, keep in mind our men are getting raped as well. You know, our male ambassadors or military, you know, when they get caught, you know, we're hearing reports of some pretty horrible, horrific things happening to our male military as well. You know, the bad guys are different these days. Bad guys now, they are real sickos. In the 70s and 80s, you had a chance as a hostage to be let go. Right? Nowadays, when you're a hostage, like what happened with Algeria, you usually don't make it out. Things are very, very different. Very, very different these days. But the biggest risk to our national security is our youth. We went into detail this report that came out in 2009 that discussed how only 20% of our youth, 20% of our 18 to 24-year-olds are eligible for the military. You know, most 80% of our youth won't qualify because of obesity, because of asthma, because of ADHD, because of their lack of physical stamina, and many can't pass the entrance exam mentally. They can't pass the test. There's a test. So we're only talking about 20% of our youth being eligible for the military. Not to mention, look how fewer children we're having these days. So when you look at the actual pool of prospective applicants, all right, it was a matter of time for the military to say, let's open it up to able-bodied and willing women. And can I just say, anybody who volunteers for our military, thank you, and God bless you for it. Thank you so much. And any of you who have ever served in our military, I can't thank you enough. You guys are true heroes. You know, so we are going to have a huge issue of, we already, I think, are, of how to staff our military. You know, now with video games and social media and, you know, people ending PE their sophomore year and not continuing to work out afterwards, we just have a less healthy youth. We've known that. They're more obese. They seem to, you know, more and more are being diagnosed with ADHD. And I guess if you have ADHD, that could disqualify you from the Army. So when you have less applicants, meanwhile, you have these women who have been trained. They're tough. They're strong. They're dexterous. They're great shooters. And these women are begging to be, you know, begging to help and help fight. How could the military say no to that? We don't have enough people to staff. We don't. And so the big concern that we have is not being able to, and I can't use the word man or military, not being able to staff our military because our smaller population of youth is less qualified. And, you know, so, you know, we've answered a lot of questions on the physiology and physiological differences between men and women. The biggest issue that allowing women on the battlefield would be the logistics of it all. We had this discussion when we talked about gays in the military and don't ask, don't tell. It was more of a logistic issue. You know, the Pentagon had to worry about, okay, do we have separate quarters? You know, what do we do? And then on the battlefield, we were hearing from soldiers who were in the Iraq invasion, et cetera, discussing some of their living conditions where they would have to be cooped up in a tank built for only 15, but there were 25 of them. You know, many of them came down with dysentery because of the close living quarters. They had to poop in front of each other, you know, and you know, some of the men are concerned about having to do that kind of stuff in front of women. So the logistic aspect of it is going to be something that the military is going to hash out. But how I look at it is it was going to have to happen anyway. We just won't have enough people in future decades, future generations to staff the military. Now, the next thing that I think we should do as a country is really reform our whole, and I'd love to hear from you as well. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 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 or 1-877-362-3254. The whole physical education program that we have today in schools baffles me. Now, mind you, I love football. When we got to play football when we were kids, we loved it. Then I guess we had to go to flag football. And then in one of my schools, I went to 12 different schools before college. But in one of my schools, there was an accident during flag football where two people ran into each other and somebody's teeth sunk into somebody's skull and a girl's glasses broke and the glass frames. These are when glasses were true glass. Went into her right above her eye, so they had to ban flag football. And I was frustrated by that because I was actually really good at flag, a linebacker, of course. Come on, please, linebacker. Anyway, I was very good at flag football. The softball, kickball, baseball. Every now and then they make you do badminton. All right, that's nice. That's nice, but the problem with what we do in health and fitness, which they call it now rather than PE or physical education, is we do these sports, and then as soon as it ends, whether you only need 1 year of PE in high school or 2 years of PE by sophomore year, it all stops. So a lot of children think, okay, well, then I don't have to exercise anymore, all right? And many of them don't because, what, are you really going to join a badminton team? If you can't make the football team, you're not going to be playing football. Why isn't PE, why isn't health and fitness teaching you how to lift weights, teaching you how to jog, teaching you how to hike, teaching you how to use the treadmill, the stationary bike, the elliptical, teaching you about P90X, let's say, teaching you and making it a part of your daily regimen where you just every day work out? I mean, you know, I know many of you, our kids have PE maybe three times a week. Three times a week, we're supposed to be exercising every day. So what should be happening is it should be addressed as, or it should be introduced to the children or instructed as, all right, it's workout time. You got to get your daily workout. Now, we could do a daily workout by hitting the gym. We could do a daily workout by hiking around the school. We could do a daily workout by playing football. If you guys want to play football, that'll count as your workout. But we aren't saying that to the kids. And look how easy and simple that is. You need your daily workout. It's not PE. It's not health and fitness. Oh, today we're going to talk about nutrition. Every day you need to exercise. They exercise for 30, 40 minutes, hit the showers. That's what we're supposed to be doing every day. I can't tell you how many women I see in my office, 45, 50-year-old women starting to gain weight because they're going through their perimenopausal issues. And, you start to gain weight as you, start to lose your estrogen. And I ask them, all right, when was your last workout? And they'll say, 14 years old, sophomore year, freshman year, high school. Freshman year high school should never have been your last year or the last time you've worked out. And one of the moms who goes to my school had brought up, what about hiking? What about mountain rock climbing? What about, bicycling? You know, why aren't we teaching these kids? Now, I understand, buying bicycles for everybody and them falling over each other. And, yeah, I get that. The logistics of that could be difficult. But I just think we're going about this all wrong. Not to mention this kind of isolationist society we have now where kids would rather stay safe at home than play outside and get beat up or bullied by their friends and non-friends. It's safer to sit in front of a video game. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just downed a whole glass of orange juice during my break, so expect the burpees to come. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are still booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. I know some of you are dealing with some pretty nasty weather where you're listening and may not want to think about seeing some beautiful snow and ice glaciers, but trust me, when the summer hits, you're going to want to be there. We still have some cabins left, so please check that out. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com and check out the cruise. Also, when you guys do go to the website, we have a little guest book. I love it when you guys sign in and I get to hear where you're listening from and what you think of the show. Of course, please keep it clean. We are not allowed to have any cuss words on the website from what I understand. So please just keep it clean. All right. Taking your calls and your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Bill from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, my brother was just diagnosed with diabetes. My father has diabetes. My mother has diabetes. And I haven't seen a doctor in years. I'm 45 years old and hate needles. He's just going to do a blood draw and probably tell me to watch what I eat. I know you're going to call me up. Okay, I can't say it. It's a five-letter word. What can I do to prevent getting diabetes? Well, I think you're screwed. I mean, honestly, if your mom has diabetes, your dad has diabetes, your brother has diabetes, that's it. Okay, next question. No. Okay, you can't be a wussy about the blood draw. Now, let's go back to being a wussy about the blood draw. Okay, mind you, all right, being a woman and having had to give birth and having needles and scalpels, as well as my other surgical issues that I've had to have, all right, the very first time I had to deal with a needle, yes, I was a little nervous. I mean, now I've been just poked and prodded and dilated and scraped and everything else possibly done to me. So it's not a big deal. I'm really not afraid of anything metal or sharp anymore. But it is a very natural animalistic instinct to not want needles. That's why I really don't call my patients wussies, if I could use a safer term than what he wrote. I don't, because if you went up to your cat with a hypodermic needle or your dog, okay, I mean, what do you think they would do? It's not very natural. We weren't designed to have something come up to us sharp. We flinch, we clench our butt cheeks, our heart rate goes up. That's a very natural response. Just because in the medical community we like to, you know, take blood and do blood draws and give you flu shots doesn't mean you were evolutionarily designed to have that happen like a breeze. So I get that. That's fine, all right? But all right, you have a significant family history of diabetes. It would be nice to know where you are at. Now, I see what you're trying to say here, and I didn't read your whole email because it's long. If you're already at high risk, what is the blood work going to tell you or tell the doctor? Okay, I agree. I mean, this is where I agree. If you come from a family that has high diabetes risk or you're high risk for diabetes, you're going to have to eat right starting today anyway. You are going to have to eat right. You're going to have to get your vegetables in, eat fish, stay away from your fatty foods, stay away from your carbs, make sure you exercise, etc. Right? But we as medical professionals really want to know where you're at and how bad the diabetes is. You know, if you're a borderline diabetic, and I know a lot of people don't like to use that term in the medical field, but I do, because those are people I don't medicate, but I have on a strict diet and exercise regimen, that we would treat you a little differently than running your blood sugar and seeing that your blood sugar is way up in the 300s. All right? You know, if I find that you are a true diabetic, that you are not metabolizing your sugar, and we've talked about diabetes. I'll just quickly review. Diabetes is where you don't get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells of the body. I know we've discussed this ad nauseum. Sorry if many of you have heard this before, but basically to 2 years of medical school on diabetes into the next 2 minutes. Sugar comes into the mouth, goes into the bloodstream, just like a waiting room and hallways. So sugar comes in through carbohydrates, whether it be rice, whether it be tortillas, whether it be pasta, whether it be candy bars, whether it be alcohol. Sugar comes in to the mouth or the waiting room into the hallway, which is the bloodstream. The purpose of the body is to get the sugar from the bloodstream or the hallway into the cells or the rooms, the office rooms, the clinic rooms. Okay, how do you get the sugar from the bloodstream into the rooms, the cells of the body? All right, you need something called insulin. Insulin is kind of like the key, opens the door. I learned all this from Desert Springs Hospital. Years ago, I went to a diabetic training class as part of my medical school regimen, and the nurse practitioner or the RN had gone through this, and it just made so much sense to me. So insulin is the key that opens the door. In your type 1 diabetics, these kids that don't make enough insulin, they start to lose weight because the sugar never really gets into the cells. They get very, very skinny. The sugar in the bloodstream makes them sick, and we need to give them insulin. They have to take insulin shots, these type 1 diabetics, to get those doors open, get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells, hallway, into the rooms. Your type 2 diabetics, they have insulin, obviously, because they made it as far as their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, but they have something called insulin resistance, or lack of insulin sensitivity. So they got some keys, but maybe not enough keys. Or maybe the keys are in the door, but there's something pushing against the door, pushing against that cell wall to not let sugar come in. That's insulin resistance. It could be fat, right? It could be being overweight. It could be a variety of things, and that's why we have medications that help decrease resistance. So in a nutshell, that's what we're trying to do with diabetes. We're trying to avoid the inability of the sugar getting into the cells. Now, one mode of attack is let's have less sugar coming into the bloodstream. Let's have less sugar coming into the hallway. So let's cut it off at the waiting room. Put less of it into the waiting room, less of it into the mouth. This way, less sugar goes into the bloodstream. Plus, when you exercise, it kind of lubricates that key. Stop the giggles. It lubricates the insulin key. And we notice exercise increases the sensitivity of that key. And when that key goes in, that key works. So that's how I look at diabetes. Now, of course, sugar in the bloodstream, depending on how much, can be extremely dangerous. When you have a lot of sugar in the bloodstream, your blood vessels, they want to, like most things in nature, neutralize. When something's salty, when something's sugary, it'll draw in fluid to neutralize that. That's why your diabetics are always thirsty. They get thirsty. Why? They're trying to bring in fluid. Now, unfortunately, many people will drink a Coca-Cola, drink some lemonade, wrong thing to drink. All right? But your diabetics will say, gosh, I'm thirsty. And then they'll also say they get up a lot at night a lot to pee. And, well, why? That's because the kidneys is trying to dump the extra sugar. In the olden days, that's how we used to diagnose diabetes when we weren't doing blood tests. The doctors would taste the urine. If the urine was sweet and sugary, we knew you were diabetic because your kidneys were dumping the sugar. Kidneys are smart. It tries to keep what it wants to and dump what it doesn't. But if you do a blood test and you finally get the gumption to go and do it, all right, if you have blood sugar in the 300s, we're going to treat you completely differently than if your blood sugar was 140. So we do need to know. We're going to want you, no matter what, making sure you see your eye doctor regularly, because these little blood vessels that are so sugary, when they try to consume extra fluid, I mean, how much fluid, how much extra water can these little blood vessels take before they pop? You know, leaky blood vessels, unhealthy blood vessels that have high sugar will cause diabetic retinopathy. You start to bleed, and then your eye has to make new blood vessels, and these new blood vessels are a little bit more chaotic, which is why diabetics can go blind. All right? If the blood vessels aren't healthy, your nerves aren't healthy. Infection sets in. Bacteria and fungi love the taste of sugar. Many diabetics will notice that their dogs or cats will lick them more. It's because they're sweeter. You're a little tastier when you're diabetic. But you don't want to be tastier to bacteria or fungi. Plus, the bloodstream isn't as healthy because it's so blocked full of blood that your lymphocytes and your macrophages and things that need to go and fight the infection can't do as good a job. So you end up getting an infection because the nerves are compromised. You don't feel that you have an ulcer on your foot. You start to get a diabetic foot ulcer. It could go to the bone. You start to get osteomyelitis. Later, you find out that you have to have your leg amputated. Kidneys as well. You know, your kidneys are smart, but they can only handle so much. So many times we'll put you on a kidney protector, an ACE inhibitor, a medication in the blood pressure family to protect the kidneys. So I would say buck up. There is a cream, some Emla cream they could put on your arm an hour before with a Band-Aid to decrease the pain from the hypodermic needle. You could do that, all right? And have your wife buy you some ice cream, sugar-free ice cream. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm supposed to be catching a flight soon to go up to Reno. I get to speak at the National Academy of Family Physicians. Always excited to speak to my colleagues. Always a little nervous. You know, doctors don't seem to laugh as much as, you know, non-doctors, right? And so I really didn't make my talk funny this time around, but I don't think a talk is good unless I make people giggle. So I'm going to have to, on the plane, probably try to get some pretty good material. You know what? It doesn't matter. As long as I giggle and I think myself is funny, not that it's a real funny subject. I'm talking about pitfalls in family medicine. But as long as I hear people giggle, I'm fine. I hate speaking to a group and seeing somebody text, because that means I lost them and I'm boring them. Or I hate seeing people kind of cringe and make a face. And that's usually when I bring up political issues, right? You can always figure out the liberal in the group, right? Because they look ticked. Yeah, that's probably the worst. Somebody looking at you with fire in their eyes because you're ripping on Obamacare. So I'm going to be making, you know, a very, very nonpartisan, neutral type of discussion and hoping I get out unscathed. But I'm sure it should be fine. Family docs are pretty cool. They're pretty laid back. But I got to tell you, you know, I've spoken to some teenagers, some high schools earlier this year, and I know what teachers go through. I mean, these kids are texting, they're tweeting, they're showing each other phones. You almost wonder. I started to get nervous like I used to in high school. Except now with these phones, I'm like, oh my gosh, did they just take a picture of me? Was my skirt too high? Was some cellulite showing? What, you know, did they just take a picture of me? Then they showed the picture to each other and started to giggle. So I started to get nervous. So I think the most difficult group to speak to are teenagers. Right? The little kids are great. The little kids are paying attention. They aren't allowed to have phones. But these teenagers, I mean, you know, the teacher was telling them no phones. And they're sitting there with phones, texting and tweeting. Boy, that was, you know, and I always thought if I was going to be a grown up or if I was going to be a teacher, I'd be cool. Right? But I guess I can't be. That's really rude when they do that. Are you guys texting or tweeting while I'm talking now? See, I don't see it. Hey, but if I saw it, I would be pretty insulted. Absolutely. Oh, real quickly, previous listener had wanted to know how to prevent diabetes. I didn't get to that real quickly because I was talking about why people have diabetes and what diabetes is all about. Really quickly, if you want to prevent getting diabetes, whether you're at high risk or low risk or no risk at all, I say a huge part of it, in addition to diet and exercise, is please, for the love of the Lord, stop eating just one meal a day. I think this one meal a day is a bigger culprit than we give credit to. All right. You know, many of you, you'll wake up in the morning, you're not that hungry, so you'll drink a Red Bull. Right? Then lunchtime will come. You don't really have that much time to eat, so you'll nibble on something. Maybe there's a candy bar, etc. So you take a look at, you know, the calories you've intaken, and you're like, okay, wow, so about 300 calories, not bad. Then dinner time comes, and you gorge, and you'll eat a half a pizza, or you'll eat a half a meatloaf or a whole meatloaf, and you will just gorge. To me, that causes diabetes even worse than having a higher calorie intake throughout the whole day. Because keep in mind, all right, what signals the pancreas to shoot out hormone? Well, it's the food that lands in the stomach. And the pancreas guesses and guesstimates what you will need. Now, throughout the day, your pancreas shoots off insulin as well, but not as much as when it gets the signals to shoot out the insulin from the stomach and the small intestine. So if you only eat one meal a day, your pancreas really doesn't know what to do with that. All right? Because remember, in caveman days, how was our bodies designed? Our bodies were designed to nibble and graze as we go. Yes, we would get the one meaty meal depending on when daddy would bring home the zebra. But for the most part, you would be nibbling when you got hungry. There was no breakfast. There was no lunch. There was no dinner, tea time, brunch, crumpets, nothing like that. All right? You ate when you were hungry, and then when big meal came, you would eat that big meal. Now, maybe people in caveman days did get diabetes. Who knows? You know, but, you know, for the most part, your bodies were designed to eat as you were hungry. I mean, look at babies. Babies, we feed them every 2-3 hours. We don't force them to wait till dinner time when they're babies. We feed them every couple hours, and that's when they want to eat. That's how the body's designed, which is why most successful diets, you know, my patients will say, gosh, this diet, you have to eat like 6-7 times a day. Well, you're eating little bits every few hours. So besides exercising, besides staying away from your carbs and your sugars and eating a very healthy, balanced diet, getting your calcium, your protein, your vegetables in, lean meats, etc., exercising regularly, please avoid one big hunking or two big meals a day. Make sure you're feeding your body a little bit more. I don't want to use the word rhythmically because some of you giggle with that word too. You know, just consistently. And it doesn't have to be big meals 7 times a day. We don't want you taking in that much of a calorie load. But, you know, maybe every couple hours, nibble on some carrot sticks or some apples until it's meal time. But yeah, need to get away from these big meals. Dinner should not be the biggest meal of the day. You know, we used to say decades ago, breakfast should be the biggest meal of the day. And for most farmers, it was. That's when you get your eggs. That's when you drink your milk. That's when you eat your bacon. Breakfast was the biggest meal of the day. Of course, you'd exercise it off. That, believe it or not, is a little bit healthier than dinner being the biggest meal of the day. But I don't want any big, huge meals. So my recommendation would be to ease up on the pancreas. Speaking of pancreas, Ashton Kutcher, very interesting and ironic, was hospitalized with pancreatitis while he was preparing to play a role as Steve Jobs. Now, we know Steve Jobs had died of pancreatic cancer last year. Well, Ashton Kutcher is apparently reprising, not reprising the role, but he's going to be playing Steve Jobs. And Ashton Kutcher, he's the one that married Demi Moore. He was in Dude, Where's My Car? I love that movie, Dude, Where's My Car? And then, okay, anyway, some of you didn't see Dude, Where's My Car? Phenomenal movie, Oscar property. Anyway, Ashton Kutcher, he's 2 and a Half Men now. I don't watch 2 and a Half Men, don't have time, but whenever Dude, Where's My Car is on, I'm watching that puppy. He was, I guess, on a fruitarian diet. I guess he was eating a fruit-only diet to try to lose weight and look like Steve Jobs, and apparently he threw himself into a pancreatitis attack. His amylase was high, lipase was high, and not the very healthy diet. Yeah, fruits are great, okay? Vegetables are great. Being vegan, I think, is wonderful, but if the body's not used to it, you could probably mess with the pancreas. Now, of course, we aren't finding out. It's not revealed how much alcohol he drank. I mean, we know alcohol could definitely put you at risk for pancreatitis. Gallstones could put you at risk for pancreatitis. But Ashton Kutcher, from what I understand, resolved nicely from this. But a little ironic. Burt Reynolds has been in the ICU. Burt Reynolds, now I know some of the younger people, they have no idea. My kids have no idea who Burt Reynolds is. Doesn't that blow your mind? Burt Reynolds was like the biggest star. He was like the Brad Pitt. Although I think a lot of younger kids don't really know that much about Brad Pitt. I guess Burt Reynolds, to us, is the Ashton Kutcher of today, I guess. Who's the biggest? Bradley Cooper? I don't know. Michael Fassbender, sexy. Very, very. I wouldn't compare Michael Fassbender to Burt Reynolds. Anyway, he was in the ICU because he had the flu. From what we understand, his fever is down, so they're hopefully going to move Burt Reynolds out of the ICU today. But, when you see this, you know, Burt Reynolds is 76. Can you believe that? 76. Still looks good. Still looks great. But, you know, Burt Reynolds was always tough, right? With Smokey and the Bandit and Cannonball Run. You just don't want to think of Burt Reynolds, having to be in the ICU. That just starts to kind of, you know, make you feel on edge. And it just kind of reminds all of us that we're older now. I mean, when JR died, Larry Hagman died, I'm like, that's JR. Nothing happens to JR. He's made of steel. So, all right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you again soon. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. Most of all, I want y'all to be safe. God bless.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.